If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 2. I actually just want to look at one verse of Scripture there, and then we're going to go over to 1 John. But in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 4, I apologize. It says, God saw the light. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And here's what I want to draw your attention to. God divided the light from the darkness. Okay, then turn with me to 1 John chapter 1. Now let's begin reading with verse 5 of 1 John chapter 1. It says, this is the message which we've heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, we're in a time where people are trying to bring light and darkness together to coexist. My God doesn't coexist. As a matter of fact, my God says, if there's another God, I don't know it. There's one true living God. And what we're finding in people's lives is they think that they can hold hands with the world and hold hands with God and everything's going to be all right. And God's calling for a separation. God divided light from darkness. God's divided good from evil. You understand? There's not a dark side of God or an evil side of God, and there's not supposed to be a dark side or evil side of a born-again believer. But we are to walk in light as He's in the light. And if we're walking in the light, there's no darkness in us. And if we're truly walking in the light, then we have fellowship with people who are of light. Light associates with light. You ever notice that? The old adage, birds of a feather flock together. What happened? Darkness associates with darkness. But I'm finding in this day that people are trying to hold on to both. They want to hold on to the world and hold on to God, and there's a separation that must take place. You know, when you read the 7th chapter of Romans, Paul is talking about in that particular chapter how there's a war going on with a man, flesh versus spirit. The flesh wants to do the things of the flesh. He wants to do his thing. But inside, the spirit wants to do the things of God. And he comes to the end of that chapter and he says, oh, wretched man am I. Who will deliver me from this body that's trying to kill me, is my paraphrase, okay? But then when he opens up the 8th chapter of Romans, he gives the answer. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Or I could say, who walk not after darkness, but follow the light. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Well, I want you to think about that and think of that in light of John chapter 1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, Word with God, Word was God, the same as in the beginning with Him. All things were made by Him, without Him not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light. It's the life of God, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ coming on the inside of us that illuminates us. And any time you see where the Scriptures is talking about light in this area, then it's talking about illumination. It's illumination by the Word of God. It's what the life of God does. Before we were born again, we walked around in darkness, blind as a bat. We couldn't see, we didn't know, we thought everything was all right. You understand? And some people got in religion and they still blind as a bat, walking in darkness. Why? It's all form and no life. And God is divided. God has separated light from darkness. And He expects His people to walk in light. And He tells us, if you say you have fellowship with Me and you walk in darkness, you're a liar. Read it. I just did. You understand? And so God is calling us to be separate from the world. Be different. That's really what holy is. God's holy. He's different. He's different in every way you can think. Any other God that people put out there, God's different from that God. Number one, He's alive. He's a living God. He can think, He can talk, He can speak, and He can act in our behalf. You understand? He expects us to be different as well, to where we have light in us. We have something to offer people. We have illumination in us that can show people the way. The Word. Your Word's a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105, 130 says, the entrance of your Word gives light. It illuminates and it gives understanding to the simple. So God is wanting us to shine in a dark world, not to try to conform to the world. To where there is a separation, to where we will be distinctly different, or I could say, we'll stand out in a crowd. Do you realize that's what God wants you to do? Not for your glory. Not to bring attention to yourself. But because you're so different in the way you think, in the way you talk, and the way you conduct yourself, that other people that are walking in darkness can't relate to you. Darkness can't relate to light. And I'm learning something. The closer you get to light, the more you walk in light, the fewer people hang around you. As a matter of fact, you may find yourself spending a lot of time alone. But I'm not alone. I have someone alive and well on the inside of me so I don't get lonely. You understand? And you can have a real good conversation with the Lord. You can talk a little and then you can just be quiet and listen a lot. You learn more listening. You understand? And the more we listen, the more we allow Him to put into us, the more illumination we get, and the more illuminated we get, the less association we have with darkness. It doesn't intrigue us. As a matter of fact, what we used to enjoy is really repulsive. I'm finding, you know, in my own life, things that I used to think were fun, I think I was stupid. I mean, I was just stupid to think that that was what I wanted to do. And it's amazing how many people are caught in that trap. The world baits the trap with all these things that appeal to the flesh. And if we don't get over into the light and walk in the light, we'll find ourselves trapped by darkness. And when you get into the darkness, you will not do the will of God. God's will is never in the darkness. It's always in the light. If He has you sitting down eating with sinners and harlots, it's because you are illuminating them, not that they're influencing you. You with me? We're in the world, we're not of the world. So while we're in the world, He says we're lights of the world. And a light is not to be covered up. And too many Christians are covering up their witness for the Lord. Too many Christians are not being bold for the Lord, not standing up and being accounted for the Lord. I'm not talking about being obnoxious. I'm not talking about shining your light. I'm talking about letting your light shine so that the people around will see your good works and glorify the Father. Not that you're doing things to get favor. You're just in love with God and you're out doing the things of righteousness, the works of righteousness. And people start noticing that and it puts their attention on the Lord. You with me? Pat mentioned it this morning. It's being the witness. Not that you're just going out and doing, but you're being. By doing the works of righteousness, it's a revelation of who you are. A lot of people are doing good works, but they're not necessarily works of righteousness. They're not motivated by the Spirit. They're motivated by the flesh. It's a carnal thinking. It may be good, but good's not always right. And when it's motivated by the Spirit of God, it'll always be right. It'll always bring illumination. It will not intermingle with darkness. And I think about, you know, you hear this a lot in weddings, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Well, I'm going to say it this way. What God separated, let no man try to put it back together. God separated light from darkness. Don't you try to pull the two together and coexist. It's not the will of God. The will of God is for us to be a light wherever we go. All the time. You understand? It's a 24/7. You don't take time off from illumination with God. You don't take time off from fellowship with God. You can talk with God anywhere, anytime, on the job, at the store, wherever you are, driving down the road in your car. You don't have to be in a church setting, you understand. If you just wait till you get in a church setting, I'm going to say you don't have fellowship with God. And a lot of people, that's really about the only time they want to talk to God, or they want to come in and try to make up for the week with a long song service or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, worshiping God is how you live every day of your life. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is out of the Spirit. And it should be motivated by our love for God. Not because God's necessarily done some good thing. Give thanks for that. Praise God for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. But worship God all the time. Walk in the light. Walk in fellowship with Him. If you stay in fellowship with God, which is really just communicating with the Lord, you're in communion with Him, you're reading the Word, you're meditating on the Word, you're listening to the Spirit of God, you're walking in fellowship with God, and you can't listen to the Word and go over here and obey the Word and walk in darkness. It won't happen. How can you obey the Word and walk in darkness? It's light. It's illumination. So what God is saying, be separate. Come out from among them. Don't try to conform to them. Don't try to be like them. And really, that's what the 12th chapter of Romans is about. Be not conformed to the world. But be what? Transformed. In other words, you should look totally different than the world. Now, I grew up in a group that tried to do it externally. Well, they were peculiar, but not peculiar for God. You understand, holiness is not external. Holiness comes from the inside. You're peculiar through your being, not through how you look. Are you with me? So God is calling on us, wake up, charge up, if you will, and get these lights shining for the Lord. Not attacking people. But here again, like Pat was talking this morning, be ready. God's just looking for people prepared. Our feet are to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Every day of our life, we should be prepared with the Word of God. You don't know who you're going to come in contact with. You don't know who is in need that day and who's going to cross your path. And I believe God orchestrates things to where people come in your path. They don't know you. They don't even know why they're there. But they may call it a coincidence, but it's where God has brought them in contact with God. the God who lives in you. But if you're not shining, you're not going to be able to bring illumination to their situation. But if you're charged up and the light of God is in you and emanating from you, then that light will get over on them. You understand you've walked down a path holding the light and somebody else can benefit by it. We have the light. Let's get that light out to where other people see God in us and glorify God. Amen. Don't try to pull light and darkness together. God separated it. Keep it separated. You with me? I mean, that's pretty basic. To me, this message is very elementary. But yet, we're not practicing it. We're still trying to hold on to both sides. Let go and let God. Just hang on to God. You with me? Go that direction and let the life of God illuminate you to where others can be illuminated. Amen? That's the message.